Again, good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. We're not sure what direction to take the conversation. There are many things going on now. You have what is occurring in Egypt. You have what is occurring with the American economy. You have all of these things are part of what is going on with the energies. The energies are causing things to percolate, to boil. And so it really depends on what your interest is, on whether or not what you see boiling is what it is. In other words, if there are 20 pots all boiling, which one are you watching? Which one do you care about? Does that mean the other ones are not boiling too, you know? Whether it is the economy, whether or not it is the Tea Partiers, whether or not it is the Republicans, whether or not it is the Democrats or the Islamics or whichever. Everyone is seeing their little part of the world, their interests bubbling. And everywhere you look, there's something bubbling for everyone. It's like everyone is seeing something that is concerning them, frightening them, and exciting them. Everywhere. Take your own experience, for example. The things that frighten you, those things seem to be getting bigger. But you also have things that are exciting you. Those things are getting bigger. You have things that you don't care about, and they're getting bigger. You have things that you care much about, and they are getting bigger. What is going on? This is the influx of energy that is moving through this reality. And as the energy moves through, it starts to enliven everything. Think of it like springtime. You don't have to walk around in the woods to see all the things growing and popping out of the ground and whatever. You don't have to see the trees everywhere. You don't have to, but everywhere you go, something's going on. Birds are coming out of their nests, and baby birds are falling all over the place, and whatever. There seems to be this bursting forward of life, and it is what occurs in the spring. That's why you call it spring. It springs out at you. Well, this is like a springtime on a galactic level. You're coming out of a very cold, very, very intense winter of energies, and now you're moving into the springtime energies. Now, there are things going on with the planet that someone might say, well, it doesn't feel like springtime. No, it's not, in the sense that the planet's energies on the planet and the sun are causing other things to happen, but everything is percolating. And we would suggest that the universe, the solar system, is having a little bit of fun with the global warmers. Those who would say, oh, the greenhouse gases are causing will cause the Earth to heat up and become Venus. And the solar system says, ha, to you. Think that's the case? Have a little bit of a mini ice age and cool off a little bit. Understand? Take your book learning and go back to the drawing board, because you are incorrect with your calculations. And so the scientists and their conclusions are being proven ridiculous, not just wrong, but quite wrong. Wrong in a big way. Understand? Mm-hmm. And yet, many would say, oh, but climate change is happening. Yes, climate change is occurring, but it has nothing to do with what you humans do on the planet. It has to do with what the universe is doing, what the solar system is doing, how the planets and the sun are aligning with the galactic center, and what that has to do with things. In other words, you are minor players. Minor players. To think that you are controlling this would be to think you are controlling the image on a screen in a movie theater by whether or not you eat popcorn or something. The projection in front of you does not care if you sit there or if you leave the room. It's still going to project on the screen. Understand? Mm-hmm. That is the way the solar system is responding. And those who take the time to look beyond the Earth can see that there's much going on the other planets. All the planets are being kicked up with energies. Mars is beginning to show signs of heating up and defrosting and unleashing some of its life from below the surface to the top of the surface. Their little rover that they sent fell through a crack in the ice and is now stuck in the mud. There shouldn't be any mud on Mars. It is too cold for mud. And yet there it is. With your little wheel stuck and your ability to move your little rover out no longer possible. That kind of flip-flop, what you expect and what you get, is going to be happening more and more and more. Look at the events in Egypt. There are many who are like, oh, this is like the old times. This is the Iranians, the Iranian Revolution. When it finishes, the mullahs and the ayatollahs and such will move in. Oh, really? Do you think that the people who are pushing for change want that change? You think they want to go back to some medieval serfdom? Think again. Think again. And so, yes, what is occurring in Egypt is big on the planetary scale, but it is the fuse of what is going to occur in many places. Any place that has been pushing down their populace is in trouble, and that includes the United States. You don't think you're pushed down here? You are, by the corporations who think they control you, think that you are theirs, they own you. There is a reshuffling going on. There is a when you reach a point in a game, say Scrabble, we will pick Scrabble because it has the pieces that we are thinking about. And you get to the end of the game and there are only a few more pieces left, and then the game ends. Someone wins, and then what do? With the pieces? You throw them back in. You push them all back together and you start another game. That is what is occurring here. There's a real big desire to end this old game, get the pieces back into the middle, and reshuffle, like you do in Monopoly or something, where everyone gets a certain amount of monies to start the game with. There is enough on the planet for everyone on the planet to have their needs met. Now, with a planet with such abundance that has people starving, has people homeless, has people in misery, how can that happen? How is it that you can sit there and say it's okay to stand on the heads and bodies of others, to deny dignity to everyone? Who are you? that would do that? Who are you that could do that? Where does such a license come from? We would ask you all to think about that, anyone who might be listening to this. What makes you so sure that you deserve more than others? You might be surprised to find out who these others are. We would say you would be shocked. Because many advanced beings are coming to the planet at this time. But they are not all being born into the silver spoon world. They are being born into some very, very mundane, even poor world, families and such. And so how is it that they are going to be able to bring their gifts to the planet from such a behind the eight ball place to start? Is because all eight balls are being removed from the table. Imagine someone just goes out there and picks all the eight balls off the table. Free and clear to start dropping all the balls that you want in the pool game of life. No obstacles. That is what is really occurring. Obstacles are being overcome or removed. If you were to look at a mountain and say, oh, I can't get to the other side because it is such a big mountain, and then you came back tomorrow and found it a plain, a wide open field where you could even see the other side, let alone be able to reach it. All of a sudden, the obstacle is not there. Well, that is what's occurring. Whether it is your search for free energies, or whether it is your search for healthy foods, or whether it is your search for significant living in other ways, the obstacles are being removed. What really is the biggest obstacle is the memory of the obstacles being there. Like the young elephant who was tied with a chain and is now a much older elephant tied with a rope. Your belief that the obstacle is as strong and as immovable as it was is a memory of a past time. It is not reality in the moment. That is what you are seeing in Egypt. Why is it so shocking to see what is going on? Because you would think a dictator with such power as Mubarak could have squashed these people in no time. But in a world full of video cameras, in a world full of instant information, they cannot rewrite history fast enough, or even at all. They don't get the time now to spin their Tiananmen Square. Understand? And so people are seeing the facts that they can go into the streets and demand change and have change come. Amazing. Unheard of. And yet we would suggest it will become the norm going forward. Whether it is groupings in neighborhoods who want to see change, groupings in cities and towns that want to see change, groupings in countries, groupings on the planet. There is a strong desire to bring significant living to all peoples. Because everyone is beginning to see that it is in their best interest that their neighbors and their friends and their co-workers and whatever are functioning at a high level, you cannot have a planet with such a dichotomy where there are those who function well and those who function so poorly. That cannot be. You must imagine a place where everyone begins to function at their highest level. Think about the natural world. Every animal, every little living thing is functioning at its highest level, whether it is an ant, or a cougar, or whatever, elephant, whale, they all function at their highest level. Because if they don't, they don't function well, they begin to fall off. And so you are going to start to see everyone starting to function at a higher level and demanding the resources to function at that level. And if you take the time to look around you, you will see that the resources are already there. That is the illusion that corporate America has been trying to foist on you for so long, and the dark has been foisting on you forever, that there's a scarcity, that if someone else has, you have not. And that is just silliness. We would suggest anyone to go watch The Secret. You all don't want the same thing, you know. But what you want is significant living. Everyone doesn't want to live in Hearst Castle. Everyone doesn't want to live on the beach in Malibu. Some people are quite happy in a log cabin on a mountainside, or in a grass hut on a tropical beach, or even a teepee on the Great Plains. What you want is as diverse as there are people on the planet. But you have had corporate America trying to tell corporate, not just America, corporate in general, trying to tell you what it is you should want. They create need. Look at how people are fighting over these iPhones. 10 years ago, you didn't even know what an iPhone was. Now, all of a sudden, you can't live without one. What is that? And can you really not live without one? Can you really not be happy if you don't have an iPhone? Is that really true? Does the iPhone make you happy? Or are you buying into the hype? Are you buying into the mindlessness that corporate America believes you are? You are mindless people who need to be directed through media. It is an important time to really seek out that inner voice, that part of you that is on the inside. Many of you are looking out there with your senses to see the world. We would suggest turning those senses inward and seeing what it is that drives you. What is it that gets your Jones up? What is it you want? What is it you don't want? Remember, there is an abundance of energies and an abundance of resources. You are not living in a scarcity world. That is an illusion. You are not living in a scarcity universe. That is an illusion. But it does not mean that you can ignore what is going on around you. There will be great migrations on the planet going forward. There will be large groupings of people who will leave certain places and move to other places. This is coming. There are places on the planet right now that are not inhabited and are considered uninhabitable. That will change. There are places that are considered quite desirable. That will change. So find out what it is that you really, really, really need and that you are really in desiring of. And start to see if those things don't find you. Because they are seeking you. There is a time, a nexus in time and space that is seeking you out. See if you can find it. It has been a pleasure to be to all of you.